Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we have a small issue for tomorrow's tailgate. We've just been informed that the lot that we're parking in, that we wanted to do this little party in, does not allow tailgating. So now what are we supposed to do?
The party's over?
No.
Just when I was getting excited?
Like, so, don't air golf. Don't air golf. Nobody likes air golf.
Big Mac's thinking of his round of golf.
Nobody likes people air golfing.
Yeah, tell Rob Manfred that.
Nobody likes it. Now, the Mets reached out to us, and SNY did as well. They go, listen, just so you guys know, you can't tailgate in that lot.
Right.
So what are we supposed to do?
Either go to another lot and tailgate, or there's no tailgate. That's it. One of the
What's
two.
What's the lot when you come down off the 7 line or you're staring at the Jackie Robinson Rotunda?
Okay, to the left.
A little bit to the left, so you walk across that area.
Yeah, it's where the old Shea used to be.
Where? What lot is that?
I don't know what it's called, but it's where Shea used to be. Well, that's where you can do it. Apparently, our special fancy lot, we're not allowed to do it.
Do this. Tommy, I need you to man up here and do something for the show. Without complaining about it. Text back or email or call back the Mets. Tell them we appreciate the information. We can tailgate in Lot G. And tell them, we would request of them. Don't tell them. Request. Can they reserve two parking spots next to each other, front row, as close to the rotunda as possible for our tailgate? And we'll just carry the stuff over there. Done.
What do you mean carry it over there? Park somewhere else and then park in the special
well,
lot.
We're parking
park
in G.
Park in G. Right? Park to, in G. Yeah.
And just carry the stuff over to those two spots.
All right, carry Done. All those meats. That's fine.
Done. So I just want to make sure that I need those spots reserved. That's all. I don't see why they wouldn't do that for us. Right? A couple cones?
No, I have no just idea.
Make sure we have the parking lot correct. That's all.
Yeah, I don't know what parking lot number that is or letter, but we'll figure it out. I think that's the answer, don't you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Does that work for you? Like if they did all they
asking
for
is... Does it work
is,
for me? Why would it not work for me?
All I'm asking is this. Just rope off two parking lot
oh,
spots.
Oh, now you want it roped off? You really want special treatment from the Mets.
I don't care. Rope it,
Can
cone it.
Can it be a red rope,
I don't care.
Please? We need to rope off two yeah. spots.
I mean, and a recliner would be nice too. But if all you have to do for us is rope off two spots,
right.
That's all I'm asking.
Why? That's not enough room.
Yeah, it's plenty.
I think it would be parking lot F.
I don't know. Whatever it is.
I think so.
I mean, well, we can all find it. We're
that does
stupid,
make sense.
Right?
F is next to the letter G.
Yeah.
So that actually does make sense.
Whatever the lot is, I don't know the name
but
or the letter.
Need
I don't
more
care.
Than two spots to have no. a big old tailgate?
No, because I just need the two spots for the grills. And then we're just going to meander around.
Oh, then one meanders yeah. around where all the other
yeah,
cars are parked.
It's going to be great. All okay?
Right.
So you're in on that.
Yeah.
So we'll meet in G. You'll help me carry everything over.
I can't guarantee that. I don't know what time I'm going to get there.
Done and done. All right. So we're back in business. But Tommy, I need you to get me those two spots. Is he calling them, Big Mac?
We're writing down the information so we have it right before we right, call them.
Two parking spots.
Yes, you want it as close to the rotunda as possible.
As close to the rotunda as possible. That's all I'm asking for.
Okay.
Nothing else. Because we're going to obey by the rules.
Right.
If we can't tailgate in G, we'll go to F. But the party's on, guys. I know you thought you had it out there.
No, I didn't think
you
I
go play golf.
I thought, I'm just making sure because this is very easy now to just blow it off.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you don't do that.
It's easy to blow
I'm
it off.
I'm all good. I'm all good.
It's very easy
we're
to
good.
Go, it didn't work out in G.
We're good.
I know we said two parking spots.
All right.
But...
So we're going to F. Nice.
By the way, everybody on Twitter disagrees with you about the wave.
That's not true.
It is universally despised.
It's not true.
By everybody.
It's not true.
I've never seen anything so overwhelming. But it's overwhelming. People really hate the wave, Craig. Wow. Good to hear.
I mean, of all the things to hate, right?
Yeah.
You hate standing up. That's what bothers you in a game. God forbid you stand up. That's problematic?
Yeah. It's a problem, sir. And I have been kind enough to not even put a poll out there to embarrass you even more.
Listen, it's all good. I don't want to lose that
poll. You just have to take my word that most people find the wave to be a pimple on baseball.
By the way, quick question for you, non-sports. Ghislaine Maxwell,
yeah,
the Jeffrey Epstein pimp.
She's going to prison.
Got 20 years in prison.
Yep.
Not a single customer or John is going away. How's that possible?
Because she hasn't released, like, the black book of all the names.
So if we acknowledge she did it,
right,
and she was found guilty, and she's getting 20 years in prison, Judge Nathan, I believe, handed out the sentence today, there's not a single customer, quote-unquote, going away?
Yeah, they haven't even prosecuted any of them.
Is that weird or no?
Should you go after them? Sure. If you have evidence that they engaged in that activity, yes. But do they have the evidence to do such a thing?
I mean, I'm just asking, to convict her.
I haven't followed the case that closely. I know she should go to prison. But I would assume if you can get the evidence on those other people that were involved, then sure.
Yeah, just weird to me that none of the alleged Johns.
Who are the alleged Johns?
Well, I mean, obviously she knows.
Yeah, but those names must have been some
names, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm
just glad she's going to prison, though.
Well, they did disgusting things to children.
She's a creep. Yeah.
Yeah. But there were men.
Oh, no. I get that. There are more people that deserve to face justice. I agree.
That's all I'm asking. It just seemed weird to me that, you know, she's going where she belongs, it seems like. But what about all the people that she set up with those kids?
Yeah, it's disgusting, man.
Yeah. Anyway, here's Max in Brooklyn. Max, what's going on?
You've been talking a lot about tailgating, and I appreciate you calling me Max because this is about to get hot.
Yeah.
So I hear about what you're saying about Mets Stadium, but Yankee Stadium, August 1st, Jerry Garcia night. Now, earlier you guys were talking about all kinds of different weeds, and if you know anything about Jerry Garcia, I'm expecting there to be a big crowd over Yankee Stadium on August 1st. I think it's a Thursday night for Jerry Garcia night, the guitarist from the Grateful Dead, of course.
Hold on. I want to make sure that we're not giving people bad info. They're celebrating Jerry's birthday at a Yankee game, correct?
And handing out Jerry Garcia bobbleheads with.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. It's not like the Dead aren't playing there. They're doing a bobblehead. Got it. Okay. Go.
I'm interested to know if anybody would be singing the national anthem, or if maybe seventh inning stretch will also be a smoke break. But maybe pregame or in one of those suites you guys got. I mean, who knows?
Well, it's not like we're sitting here flush with suites. That's number one.
Well, first of all, this giveaway is very different than other giveaways. Like, I'll explain. So when you go to a Yankee game for Andy Pettit bobblehead night, first 20,000 people get a bobblehead, right? Simple as that.
Yeah.
You have to buy a specific ticket, and up to 1,000 people who buy that special ticket get the bobblehead. So it's not as if... Hey, I just have my regular ticket at Yankee Stadium. I'm going to that game, that particular game, August 1st. I get my bobblehead. You have to buy a specific ticket to then get the bobblehead.
Oh.
So it's a little bit different, a little bit different.
But it's for a Yankee game, right?
It's a game against the Mariners in August, yes.
Got it. You know, the Dead used to do the national anthem a lot.
Right.
Especially out in San Francisco where they were from. But I'm not sure who's doing the anthem that night.
Apparently, Jerry Garcia, the bobblehead, he will be wearing a Yankee jersey.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Oh, you've seen a picture of it?
Yeah. He's got a guitar.
Yep.
He's got a white Yankee jersey on, and that's what they're giving
But
away.
It's a different. It's not your typical.
Because only 1,000,
everyone's
right?
getting it. Right, and you got to buy a special event ticket to get it.
Really?
Yes.
And I assume those sold out, right?
I don't know if they're sold out.
Don't know if they're sold out. I saw tickets were still remaining. I just got mine 2 days ago. I don't know about playing pickle in the parking lot beforehand. We'll definitely be playing fast to Jay. But one more thing. At the animal card game you mentioned earlier, I do it with city names, and then you can just never end, basically.
Yeah, okay. And it's the last letter of the city's name becomes the first letter of the next name. We do it with animals a lot. You can do cities, of course.
You can do anything with that. You could do freaking anything you want to come up with that game.
So the Jerry Garcia bobblehead, just as an example, from last year with the San Francisco Giants, it looks like.
They did it last year with the Giants?
Let me see.
For his 79th birthday?
Hold on.
It's like every birthday he gets a team bobblehead.
No, the Cincinnati Reds did it. Excuse me.
Again, for his 79th birthday?
His 79th birthday, yeah. That you could buy that bobblehead now for $1.50. $150.
So $150?
$150, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Well, I mean, listen, if you're a deadhead, collectible item.
Yeah.
Right? I can see a deadhead going for that.
Oh, sure. Especially when they don't give out a lot of them. Like, usually these giveaways are 20,000 people, so you can find them. They're only giving you 1,000.
Yeah. Well, because they're selling that specialty ticket. So they're monetizing.
Is that what's
normally
happening?
They don't do that.
Look into this, and we should know it's our station. Is that what's happening with John and Susan, where it's a specialty ticket?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Like you have to pay extra for a ticket to have access to the John and Susan.
I think
so.
And there's a few giveaways that are like that.
That's kind of lame, though, I think.
It happens. A few years ago, the Mets had a WWE bobblehead they were giving out. Kind of cool.
I'm sure you got it.
No, I didn't, actually.
Really?
No.
Shocking.
It was a specialty ticket.
Who was it?
I don't even remember, to be honest.
All right. Jake the Snake.
Honestly, I don't remember anything about it. Maybe it wasn't even the Mets.
Miss Elizabeth.
Maybe it was the Red Sox.
Got it.
Somebody did it. I don't know who anymore. But you had to buy a specialty ticket.
Did Miss Elizabeth ever talk?
Yes.
She did, on a regular basis.
Don't you remember when Macho Man proposed to her at the end of WrestleMania?
That's why I'm asking the question.
Yeah.
She said, I do.
She didn't say a lot. She said, no, here's what she said.
She was like, eye candy, though. Was that the purpose of that?
I'm going to tell you what she said. Yeah. It's very important. She said, ooh, yeah.
Did she really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
Oh, except she did it as Miss Elizabeth. Oh, yeah.
But she wasn't like, my recollection, she didn't really talk.
She did not talk much, if at all.
Right.
She talked a lot. No, you got that right. She was the Macho Man Randy Savage's wife. And then in WCW, she turned heel. She became a badass.
Really?
Showed a lot of cleavage, was a badass. Yeah.
True story. Did she put on a lot of weight or no?
No, I wouldn't say that.
She was here for some reason. My memory, and it's shot for sure, was that Miss Elizabeth, in my memory, looked a lot like Daisy Duke. No?
No.
Not at all?
Not
little bit?
Really.
Little bit?
No.
Brunette?
I don't see it.
Brunette?
She was a brunette. But
done. Thank you.
Daisy Duke was a blonde.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was.
Daisy Duke? She was brunette, dude.
Oh. I'm thinking of Jessica.
Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Jessica Simpson.
That version.
I'm thinking of the movie.
He's thinking of Dukes of Hazzard.
I'm thinking of Barbara Bach. I'm thinking of Jessica Simpson.
Luke, you got it right out of my head. He's right. I'm thinking of Jessica Simpson.
All right, well, she's blonde. Fair enough.
Okay, and did she not play Daisy Dukes?
She sure did.
Yeah, she sure did.
And then she did a Carl's Jr. commercial, and I wanted to eat a cheeseburger. Of course, I wanted to eat a cheeseburger before the commercial, too.
Yeah, that didn't
I just really wanted a cheeseburger that night. Here's Pat in Manhattan. Pat, what's going on?
You know, let's get back to the stuff that matters here with this tailgate.
Yeah.
Now, let me walk through this, because this story is from December 2021, not December 1981.
Okay.
Put yourself in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Love it. Go.
Working man's town.
Yes.
Taylor Dane
performed
at a charity event, and I convinced them to let me auction off meet and greets with her because I know the power of Taylor Dane.
Sure.
We sold them for $1,000 a piece.
Shut up.
We sold 15 of them. 15!
You sold $1,000 meet and greets with Taylor Dane?
In Scranton, PA.
Wow.
Evan, can you believe this?
That's amazing.
You're missing out on,
man. I am missing out. That's amazing.
That is crazy. I mean, confirm. I love it.
Prove your love. Love will lead you back, Evan.
Prove your love. Got to prove your love. Oh, it's great.
But because Taylor Dane is performing at Epcot Center at Disney, Craig, are you now considering a Disney trip?
No.
Why not? Got a chance to see a hero. Your favorite.
Hold on. She's not my hero.
She's up there.
She was just a performer that I loved as a child. That's all. That's all.
And she's from Long Island. Imagine her in the parking lot of Citi Field tomorrow.
Oh, it'd be great.
Grilling.
Be great.
Got the wind machine with her hair blowing. I mean, it would be unbelievable.
By the way, she was supposed to come in studio. She was out of Montauk or something about a month or two ago, and we couldn't figure it out because Montauk's so damn far away. but she is very, she has apparently very well aware of my fandom. And next time she comes through, she's coming in studio.
I want to thank you.
I'm very excited.
Matthew Schulman, he sent me the Mets WWE bobblehead that they had. It's actually pretty cool. It's Todd Frazier holding a WWE championship in a wrestling ring. Very cool bobblehead.
Okay, who is that?
Todd Frazier.
Got it. I mean, that's my man.
Look, I like Todd. He's not exactly going to live in Met history.
Good guy. No, Jersey guy.
I have no issue with him.
Yeah, Tom's River, good dude.
The home run against the Nationals on that Friday night was freaking incredible.
Yeah, and he's a good dude. He's a good dude, though.
Okay.
He does a lot of work with handicapped children.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure he
is. Good, solid dude. Good guy.
You said that 12 times.
He's a good dude.
Seconds. I believe
good guy. Is my personal friend there. T. Frazier.
Oh, he's a buddy of yours.
He's a buddy of mine now.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, good guy.
Anyhow,
not the greatest baseball player. Good guy. Solid guy.
Was he a better Yankee or Met? He was a Yankee. He created the thumbs down moment. He didn't create it, but he endorsed it. Did I tell you about the thumbs down guy?
No. I know. I've seen the guy.
All right, so we know the story about the thumbs down guy?
You want to, just for the audience, say, give a quick rundown?
Yankees played the Rays at Citi Field because Tampa Bay, I think there was a hurricane, if I'm not mistaken. So Todd Frazier, it's a home runner. Somebody does something good for the Yankees. And this older, larger gentleman just stands there with
a
thumbs down.
And it became a meme.
And it became a meme, and it became the rally cry.
Or as Jim Nance calls it, a meme.
A meme.
Yeah.
Yes. It became the rallying cry for the 2017 New York Yankees. The thumbs down.
Yes.
Okay, everybody knows that. So a couple of weeks ago, I'm at Citi Field. And I admit this, I was waiting online with my son to take a picture with Mr. Met. Okay, well, everybody does that. Big deal. The guy in front of me looked familiar, and I couldn't put my finger on it. All I could see was the back of his head.
Yeah.
He gets to the front of the line. It's just him by himself. He gets to Mr. Met.
Go.
He turns around. It's the thumbs down guy wearing a T-shirt of himself giving the thumbs down.
So he's like Stu Finer.
He stands next to Mr. Met
and
does the thumbs down.
Oh, it's hot.
And I'm thinking to myself, dude, it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
Claim to fame, Evan. Are we still doing this?
Claim to fame. That's
so
what it is.
So thumbs down guy.
Yeah.
Picture with Mr. Met.
Love it.
Wearing the thumbs down shirt, giving the thumbs down.
Love it.
Do you? I do.
That's all the guy's got.
Okay.
Is that. By the way, my buddy Sean's telling me that the other day they were selling or giving away the Pride hat at Citi Field.
Okay.
And much like they did for Jerry.
Friday night game a couple weeks ago. Yes.
But you needed a special ticket.
Was it?
Yes.
I wasn't at the game. You know what? I stand corrected. So what they gave away on Pride night was, what the hell is it called?
A T-shirt?
No.
Cummerbund. Vest.
Oh, my God.
Belt.
I'm just going to let you guess.
Yeah.
A thing you put around your waist.
Fanny pack.
Fanny pack.
Okay. A Pride Night fanny pack was given away on Friday night.
Okay.
It wasn't the hat. I stand corrected.
The Mets are going with stereotypical gifts now. Fair enough. Good.
What does that mean?
Nothing at all. I think it's great. I love wearing them all the time.
I should have gotten one for you.
Because your money's safe. And my money doesn't jingle jiggle. It folds. I wiggle wiggle. 6 foot something.
Do you want me to ask my
car
season ticket rep if I can get you a Pride Night fanny?
I would love a Pride fanny pack.
I'm going to take care of it.
I'm in on that. Keep all my money in there.
I'm going to get you a gift.
Because my money folds. It jiggle jiggles. It wiggle wiggles.
I'm getting it for you. My gift from me to you.
Another freebie? Nice, I'll take it.
A freebie?
6 foot.
Did I criticize you for giving me a freebie yesterday?
What did I give you a freebie of?
The Howard Johnson thing.
Oh, that's free?
Yeah, you didn't pay for that.
You threw it in the garbage anyway.
I didn't mean to throw it in the garbage. I apologize. Can I have it back now? I was afraid I lost it yesterday.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If the idea of Pride Night is inclusiveness, which we all can endorse, obviously, why would you make people buy a special ticket to get the Pride hat? Wouldn't you want to make it available for everybody?
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't give it to everybody.
Like, doesn't that make it less inclusive?
I mean, it's a little different, but sure.
Like, you might say first 10,000. Like,
I don't like that either. Why don't you make 40,000 and make sure everybody gets one? I mean, I would actually go further.
I can at least understand that,
because
that's like the norm. But if you make people spend extra money on a special ticket to get the Pride hat, which, by the way, I think is a great looking hat.
Right.
Isn't that against the concept of what people in the LGBTQ community are fighting for?
You should give everybody the hat.
Everybody should get the hat. Right?
Now, have you found out yet? Does everyone get the John and Susan bobblehead, or is that a specialty ticket, too? Because I need to be fair about this.
I'm glad you asked me that question.
Because if we're going to criticize it, we may have to criticize our own.
You just asked me that question 6 minutes ago.
I did.
How the hell could I have found out since you last asked?
I don't know. You text during the show.
Oh, you're right. Let me find out.
He could have Lugie could have called somebody. Someone who listens to our show who works here could have said, hey, I want to make it clear it's not a special ticket. I have no idea. I don't even know if Spike works here anymore. Yeah. I haven't seen him in like a month.
Yeah, he's out. Personal time.
Personal. Everything all right?
He's good. Yeah, he's good. He's good. People are sending me a lot of photos of the thumbs down guy who now that's what he does.
Oh, that's a thing now.
Yeah, that's his thing. That's his gimmick.
When I witnessed him.
He just takes pictures of people.
Oh, yeah. I got You know what? Someone sent me that too.
It's great, though, right? He apparently did it at the 9/11 game. Like, dude, slow your roll. Don't you think?
Yeah.
So you want me to see if the John and Susan bobblehead is a, like, 15,000 normal thing, or if it's...
Yeah, like, is that a... Because that special ticket thing is a thing. In fact, Tommy Hahn just tweeted at us saying that the Mensch on the Bench giveaway that the Mets had a few years ago
was a special ticket, right?
No, I do not.
Mensch on the Bench?
No.
That was started by our own Cody Decker. For Team Israel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he invented that.
He invented Mensch on the Bench?
I believe he did, yeah.
Well, it was a special Met giveaway, but you needed to buy a special ticket to get it.
By the way, real quick sports news for you. It seems to be accepted fact. I'm not saying it is. It seems to be that the NFL is not going to budge at all on their recommendation that Deshaun Watson is suspended for a full year of football.
I'm not, dude. I said this to you when the Trevor Bauer suspension went down.
That's wow.
That I really believe this was going to affect the NFL. That they knew if they come down light, and by light I mean 6 games or 8 games, that suspension with how hard baseball was on Bauer would make the NFL look bad, and they're going to feel the pressure. And I know I can't prove that to you, Craig. I don't know if you agree with me, but I get the sense the NFL realizes we're going to look bad if we don't.
This would be the biggest suspension they've ever handed out, right?
Yeah.
Like, just to put it in perspective, if I can for a second, Alvin Kamara and a couple buddies beat the crap out of a guy outside an elevator in Vegas a few months ago. I mean, he broke the guy's eye socket, major facial damage, and it's on video. You see Kamara doing it amongst other guys. 6-game suspension.
Yeah, but do you remember what Deshaun Watson's accused of doing?
Accused of doing.
Okay.
Not indicted.
No, I know. So but Ben Roethlisberger was accused of something, and he was suspended 8 games down to 6 games.
Right, so why are we at a year?
Because
of the number of girls, like women, right, I suppose.
Why did Trevor Bauer get suspended for 2 years?
Because other women that we're unaware of came forward to give MLB evidence again about him.
Yeah.
I suppose, right? So the question then becomes, how you doing, Baker Mayfield?
Nah, it's over.
He's under contract to the Browns.
He won't be. He will never play a game for that team.
He's not going to not play for them if they say you're our quarterback.
He's not going to ever play a game for them.
But hold on, I
promise you.
Let's just say, for argument's sake, it's a year and it's accepted, and let's move on. Done. Baker Mayfield's not your starting quarterback?
He will not be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
I think he has to be, by default.
Jacoby Brissett will, or they'll make a deal for Jimmy Garoppolo. There's no way Baker Mayfield's a quarterback of that team.
I'll tell you what.
That's done.
If you're Baker Mayfield, what do they have to do to get you to play for them? Under contract, you have to play.
I don't think they're going to want him to play for them. Like, I think that's a mutual let's break up. I mean, and this was a rumor a few weeks ago, so it's out there.
And he gets paid regardless.
The idea of Baker Mayfield for Jimmy Garoppolo, that does make sense for both sides. Like, it really does. If you're Jimmy, hey, I get a chance to play for a year. I'm going to prove to everybody I could take another team to the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
And if you're Baker Mayfield, you get the hell out of there. You've got yourself a fresh start as a break glass in case of emergency guy if Trey Lance is a failure. That makes sense. But there is no way. I'd be stunned if Baker Mayfield ever plays another game for the Browns.
It's about to get interesting, though, I'll tell you that.
Never going to happen.
But it's going to be interesting how they play that out. Because if he's suspended for a year, you got your starting quarterback. He's sitting right there.
Do they regret trading for him? You knew this was a possibility.
Then you can't regret it. And if it's a year, it's just a year down the line, you have a 28-year-old quarterback who hasn't thrown a pass in 2 years.
Okay, I hate to do this.
Which is crazy, right?
But I need to ask you a question.
Go.
Would you?
I know where you're going.
What am I going to say?
I was going to trade Zach Wilson for him.
You were?
Yeah.
So do you look back, and it's very easy to nip this in the butt and say, hey, I was wrong. I'm so glad the Jets didn't
do it. Nip this in the what?
Nip this in the bud.
Okay, good.
Boy, what'd you think I said? Butt?
Yeah, I thought we had him.
I apologize, too.
I thought we had a good one.
I was this close again. I swear I thought we had him.
I think I did say butt, but it's I know it's bud.
Yeah. I know. So
at least I went on that.
Girl.
Take your L. And then I'll
take
move
my
on.
L what?
That you are a buffoon. A buffoon.
Why do you have to name call?
Because
it make you feel better?
No, I think it makes some in the audience feel better.
Than when you call me names?
I still get criticism from people saying you're not hard enough on Craig. Like, I I get that criticism.
You're terrible to me.
I think I am.
I agree.
I think I'm abusive to
you.
You're
very mean to me.
I agree.
Yes.
So, angry Albanian, stop telling... Actually, a guy.
That's my guy.
Stop telling me I'm not tough enough on Craig. I rip him all the time.
Yeah.
What more do you want me to do? Physically assault him? Like, you want me to slap him in the face?
Please don't. I was away with a bunch of angry Albanians, by the way.
Were you?
Yeah. We got along great.
Yeah. Would you just admit that you were a buffoon on the radio
no,
to suggest
I will not.
That the Jets should trade for Zach Wilson?
No, I will not admit
Why?
That. Because I was not a buffoon in suggesting that if you could acquire Deshaun Watson, you should.
If I gave you a chance to do it now, would you do it? Like if the Cleveland Browns said, we're out, we got to move on from this.
Yeah.
We're going to take our
for
loss.
For 230 guaranteed, no, I wouldn't.
And
not.
We're going to trade you Zach Wilson and a future number one. You take Deshaun Watson. What
yeah.
would you say? You'd say no.
I don't know about that.
Well, you just said the $230 million is too much.
I know. I wouldn't take that contract.
Well, you have to.
Then I would say no.
Well, then why did you want to trade him to begin with?
But hold
you
on.
Had to pay him.
I was never going to offer him $230 guaranteed.
What were you going to give him?
That's crazy.
What were you going to give him?
I don't know. A lot of money.
You were going to give him a lot of money?
A lot of money, not guaranteed, but a lot of money. Yeah.
Just take the L and it's easy. Just say, listen,
well,
the more I think about it, I don't know.
You say you got to take an L when the guy's about to be suspended for a year.
No.
It's a good
no.
place to be.
You don't get that.
Yeah.
We all knew that this was a possibility.
No one thought a year.
Dude, 30
a
women.
A year?
30 women had accused him
of these. He
settled
20 of them.
Doesn't matter. We knew it was a possibility he was going to be suspended. Like, when I was pro-trading for Deshaun Watson over a year ago, it was before any of this came out.
Yeah.
Once this was out there, obviously, the view had to change.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Well, I guess we've touched a nerve, Evan. Oh, no.
What happened?
The guy that produces those stupid hype videos is very upset with us. Oh, no.
Yeah, but we're attacking The Voice, not the production
Correct.
Of the video.
Correct, but he's so very upset.
The Voice was very over the
top. Yeah, and of course, it doesn't bother him at all. But nobody shows up at the rehab facility and tells Craig how to do his job. Oh, that's awesome.
What?
But he's not bothered at all by what we said. Yeah. Let's see what else. Oh, there's a very attractive Yankee fan who also thinks we're miserable.
For what?
I don't, her name is Desiree Loyola. Mm-hmm. I think she goes to Fordham. She's taking Nikki Tyrell's side. Nice.
Oh, about the video?
Oh, yeah.
The issue with the video is very simple.
The video's well done. The voice sucks.
It's not even that the voice sucks. The voice was over the top.
Yeah, it's stupid.
You have the clip for anyone who didn't hear it. I mean, tell me where you and I are wrong that this isn't crazy over the top.
The guy that's all pissed off at us right now, because I said this is, I want to vomit in my mouth when I hear it, is pissed because we're attacking the voice guy.
That's it.
So the production elements are great. The voice guy's terrible.
Yeah.
I want you to hear this. You tell me if somewhere, some place along the line, I forgot what sounds like terrible. Which, I'll give you an example. My voice today, terrible.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yes, I terrible.
Agree. I agree.
I own it. Yeah. Terrible. Nikki Tyrell's just got to own the fact that his boy's got a terrible voice for this.
It's also,
he's a puker.
It's over the top. Like, I don't even know if he has a terrible voice. I'm not sure I agree with that aspect.
That might be true. You're right.
I just disagree with how he's like, and then, it's like if I did this, and then there was a bass hit up the middle.
Then you have Carly Charbinks. Okay, Carly.
What's she mad about? Same thing?
I don't know. She lives in L.A. Who cares? I play it, Big Mac. Go ahead. I love this. You going to play it or no?
How much time did you need, Big Mac?
Please stand by.
It's not in the same spot.
We ramped up for 3 minutes. I mean, come on. This is unacceptable.
I mean, if you don't have it, you don't have it. People, how about this? Just assume it sucks. There you go. Just, I don't have to play it for
you. Just trust us on it.
Yeah, just assume it sucks because it does suck. Yeah, but I didn't touch your nerve. Sorry, Nick. I'm sure Nick's a good guy, by the way. I might hire Nick to do some of our production work.
Yeah, if Izzo doesn't come through the good mockumentary, you may have to get rid of him and hire Nick.
I might hire Nick Tyrell. Seems like a good dude. He's just a little sensitive. That's all.
After falling behind 3-0.
I mean, just stop it there.
After falling behind
vomiting your mouth.
Nothing.
Yeah, play it again from the top. Ugh. Yeah, he's defending this.
Yesterday.
Come
after
on, man.
Falling behind 3-0.
Yeah. Like, here's the problem. I feel bad for Nick Tyrell because he did really good work, but nobody wants to see it because the voice guy's so bad.
And that's the only criticism of the hype video. The rest of it's great. Like, I honestly, I'm all fired up and I'm not a Yankee fan. It's just, yesterday, Jordan Montgomery said, who cares if I have one bad inning?
Play it again. Go ahead, do it again.
Yesterday, after falling behind 3-0.
Yesterday, two catchers' interferences in one inning. What up, bitches?
Who sent the Bronx Zoo into a frenzy?
In a frenzy. Anyway, whatever. So if you guys like it. You want to stick up for Nick, go ahead. Just a little sensitive, that's all. Come on. And I love the, let's take shots at me being an addict. I love that game. That's awesome, right? I'm not sensitive. I don't care what Carton says. But if I did care, I'd meet him at the rehab facility. That's awesome. But you're not sensitive at all. All good there, kiddo. Now, we have an update on our tailgate tomorrow, Evan, okay?
Yeah.
And I want to thank the New York Mets because they're making this happen. So let's give credit where credit is due, okay? We are moving the tailgate to lot F. It's going to be the first row along Roosevelt Avenue. Okay, Evan?
Where's that?
Roosevelt Avenue.
Gotcha.
It's where I know.
I'm envisioning it.
Yeah,
now
the subway
in my head.
Goes right up there.
I was just there.
You may have seen it before.
6 hours
you
ago.
Maybe even took it once or twice.
I took it the other day.
So there's a grassy area. Let's just call it the grassy knoll.
The grassy knoll.
Why not? Okay. Right. So here's what they're doing. They're going to reserve two spots for us with blue cones.
By the grassy knoll?
By the grassy knoll.
Gotcha.
Front row, lot F.
Front row?
Well, along Roosevelt Avenue. So really the back row.
The back row.
You can look at it that way, sure.
Depending on how you want to look at a front row. It's the back row.
You can look at it that way.
Yeah.
So we're going to be back row, lot F, against Roosevelt Avenue in the grassy area. And it opens at 10 o'clock.
What time will we get there?
I will not be there at 10 o'clock. Yes. I want to keep it real.
I was going to say.
10:30, game on.
Dude, you realize that you're supplying everything at this point?
I'm not supplying anything.
You're supplying, meat, the grill?
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and the 1800 tequila.
The only thing I'm supplying is I'm bringing a baseball, a football,
a glove. Yeah.
And
Cups. And mixers.
No, I never said I was bringing mixers.
Yeah, we did. I checked the tape if you want.
Never said
100%.
That. Nope.
You're bringing juice and soda.
Did I ever? No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I don't have any of that stuff.
You can't stop at ShopRite on the way to the game?
No.
Come on, dude.
I'm busy. I got stuff I got to do with my youngest son tomorrow. True story.
Big Mac, you're bringing the mixers. That's that.
Yeah, it's all Big Mac.
Bringing ice.
No, I'm not bringing ice. I can't. I don't have time for this.
You get the mixers the same place you get the ice.
Well, what kind of mixers for tequila?
Soda. juice, pineapples, well, whatever. You got it.
You said you were bringing the pineapple.
He did say it. I know. He's such a liar now.
You guys are
special. He pivoted so quickly, thinking no one listening heard 2 hours ago.
No,
so
you're right. I said I'd bring the pineapple juice. I said I'd bring that. You got to bring the rest of it.
No, you were bringing everything. The only thing I'm bringing is a football, some baseballs. That
and
was
cups.
It. And cups. You're right. I did say cups. I
you're
stand by that.
You're bringing cups. He's bringing ice.
And he said ice. That was it. Everything else is on you. The spatula, the grill, the meat,
yeah,
the bread.
I'm good.
You're good?
I gotcha.
Great.
All done. You guys can't bring a couple cases of soda?
No, I can't.
Well, you guys are
I can.
Special.
I apologize.
You guys are the worst.
You can't create an event.
Yeah.
And then say, why can't you do this? Because you wanted to do all of it.
I mean, you guys got to pitch in a little bit.
I already did. I'm pinching in the red cups.
How many cups you
and
bring?
The sports stuff. Whatever a bag holds.
No, no, you gotta bring a couple sleeves. Four sleeves of cups.
Four sleeves?
Yeah. They come in two sleeves.
You turn this into a bigger
You can't just take this out of your own cabinet. You gotta go buy the cups.
You gotta go buy four sleeves of cups.
I was taking it out of my cabinet.
No.
I don't have time. Yeah, I was going tomorrow morning to do something with my son.
Yeah, on your way home
and
tonight.
Then after the Met game at 11 o'clock at night. Busy guy. Sorry. You have all the time in the world. You should supply everything.
Big Mac, we're all counting on you.
What about Lugie? What about Lugie? He doing
He's
anything?
Not coming.
I would take the train anyway. I can't carry that stuff on a subway.
He's the worst. You're the second worst.
I'm bringing a cooler full of ice, about yes. five or six bags. But they have like the individual bags, but then they have the one long
the big
sleeve
10,
where,
the
it's,
10-pound
where
bag.
It's all in the bag.
Just get 2 10-pound bags and we're good. 20 pounds of ice.
I don't think I can fit that in the cooler.
You're the worst.
Dude, you started the whole thing.
I'm bringing as many bags fit in my cooler. That's
done.
It. It's a large cooler.
It's a two-hour tailgate, dude.
Two-hour tailgate?
10:30 to 12:30. Yeah. Then we got to clean it up. That's all. Vince DeVal Vincent, you got to bring soda, buddy.
So
there you go. Couple cases. My man.
I wanted to be a guest at the tailgate, not help host the tailgate. Like, I'm not cleaning up. That's your job.
I'm not cleaning up.
No.
Who says that?
Because I'm not even eating. I'm saving my stomach for the freaking suite that we're going into tomorrow.
I'm disgusted by you.
We should have done this for the giant Monday night game against the Dallas
Cowboys.
We're
going to. Don't worry.
Right. That I'm all in on the tailgate. I'll bring stuff. Let's go. That's a tailgate. Yeah. But on a Wednesday afternoon when we're supposed to be in a suite with SNY,
yeah.
And it's basically we got to get there in the morning now,
yeah.
You turn that into a tailgate? You got to think you got to think better.
So you want to cancel the tailgate?
I didn't say
after
that.
All this.
No, I want you to
5 hours of prep. You want to cancel.
I want you to be a man and take control of the tailgate.
Just bring the cups.
I already said I'd bring the cups.
Then that's it.
I'm done.
Look at your plate. You bring the ice.
I'm bringing the ice.
I'll take care of everything
else. I'm just
saying,
I better not be sitting on that grassy knoll with just ice all by
myself. See how it goes, right, buddy? Let's see how it goes.
What time do you think you get the call from Craig saying, yeah,
on traffic on Wednesday.
Change the plan.
A lot of traffic. Let me tell you, that Grand Central Parkway is a bitch on a Wednesday morning. A lot of traffic by LaGuardia. Not sure I get there on time. Just saying. And I get all the meat. You guys are the worst, though.
We're the worst.
You guys blow up every good idea I have.
No. You blowed up the good ideas. We're supposed to race. I'm supposed to strike you out. None of that crap.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be there with ice. That was the plan.
What time are you going to be there
stuff. At? I'll be there by 10:30.
Okay.
I'll be at the grassy knoll by 10:30.
Then we're good. Then you and I have no problems.
Okay.
All good.
I better see you there.
You better see me there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be there.
Okay.
With bells on. That's. I may even wear a Met shirt.
Yeah.
I might wear a Mookie Wilson special with my own name on the back.
What does that mean? A Mookie Wilson special with your own name on the back?
Number one, carton.
Oh, so then it's not a Mookie Wilson jersey.
Yeah, well, it's a Mookie jersey my name on it.
Could also be a Luis Castillo jersey.
No, it's not. It's a Mookie jersey. Only Mookie Wilson wears number one.
You know who wears number one for the Mets right now?
Yes, I am the man right now. He wore it.
Yeah, but who wears number one for the Mets right now?
Some fly-by-night.
Best hitter on the team.
Oh, he does? Nice.
Who is it?
Connor wears number one.
Connor.
Marcana.
He does not wear number one.
Pete Alonso
is
wearing number one
on the team. Pete's the best slugger on the team.
When did Pete give up the number 20?
He's wearing number 20. The best hitter on the team.
Francisco Lindor. He's wearing number one.
He wears number 12. Close.
Oh, Jeff McNeil.
There it is.
He wears number one.
He used to wear number 6, but he gave it up to Starling. Now he wears number one.
By the way, did you see how much Sauce Gardner paid to get the number one jersey?
I did.
If you didn't see it, this is crazy to me. He paid $50,000 to get the number one.
Yeah.
Like,
that matters.
I'm not sure what's worse, that or those rookie dinners when the guys buy Louis the 16th and have a $75,000 bill.
Starling Marte gave Jeff McNeil a Rolex watch of a month.
So I figure that's minimum 10K. Okay, I mean, minimum. That's
pretty
stupid.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
How much does the number mean to you?
Not enough to give you $50,000 for
it. Did you have a specific uniform number that you wear? Your number eight.
I love number eight. It's my favorite number.
So if we were creating a team else had number eight.
That would never happen.
No, I have number eight.
But that would never happen.
But I have it. I own the rights to it. Too bad.
But that would never happen.
Everybody
here
agrees. The architects agreed. It's
great.
My number.
Good.
And I say to you, what's it worth to you?
Nothing.
You would not pay a dime for it.
I wouldn't give you a nickel for it. No.
Not even like meat?
Nope. Meat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you a filet for
like
it.
Like Parati says, yeah. Craig will help you.
I'll give you a skirt steak for the number eight. Sure, done. You got it.
Okay. Why are you married to the number eight, by the way?
Just my favorite number. No reason.
What makes it your favorite number, though?
I like the curves in it.
You're funny. Yeah. I like the curves.
Yeah, I like that. It's like, because on the side, it's infinity. No starting place, no ending place.
I like that.
Yeah. You like that?
Okay.
That's deep, right?
Yeah. You look at number eight sideways, it's infinity.
Number eight sideways is limitless possibilities.
I like that.
Just made that up.
I just popped
totally
in
just
your
made
head.
That up. Yeah, but sounds good, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It had me convinced.
Here's Chris in Bergen County. Chris, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Love the show. I heard you guys talk about running bases earlier, and I grew up out on Long Island.
Yeah.
And every time we played, we had at least 10 kids. So, I mean, I'm sorry, Evan.
I take the L. Me and Big Mac take the L. I thought I had comfort that Big Mac agreed that we never played running bases with more than 10 people, but I've looked at Twitter. I have heard the phone calls. We're a bunch of losers. Big Mac and I, we're a bunch of big, fat Long Island losers.
Yeah, there you go.
So thank you,
Chris. Well, at least we're all on the same page now, Chris. Good job, buddy. Here's Nick in Wilton, Connecticut. Nick, what's going on, kid?
Okay, I got to chime in here, Evan. You are killing Craig and the whole idea of a tailgate. If you can't buy 5 minutes to get a sleeve of cups, you have a wife who I sure would help you. You gotta do something, bro. Steph, come on.
I never wanted.
You do a net game. You buy a pretzel in the hallway. Come on, dude.
Buy a pretzel in the
hallway. Man, let's go.
Let's go is right.
Game, I don't know. You gave the other guy's food.
I don't know
You're
what that
killing
means.
Killing us, bro.
I don't know what that means.
Step up.
I never wanted the tailgate tomorrow. That's the point. I was never in
favor. You're a partner with your boy.
That's why I begrudgingly, as a loyal guy, said, all right, fine. I'll show up. I'll bring some cups.
Not by gunpoint,
but by, all right, I guess I feel sort of bad. But I wasn't into a tailgate when we're lucky enough to be
you know
in an
I apologize, Evan.
Oh.
I apologize. You're a man.
Thank
you. Step up and do it. That's all I wanted to say. My apologies.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Nick. You sound like a great guy.
There you go.
I am.
No, you do, genuinely.
By the way, it's going to be epic. I might live stream from the tailgate party.
I still don't know if the tailgate's going to happen. I think I'm envisioning a lot of angry tweets and DMs tomorrow when there is no tailgate.
I already told you where we're going to be.
Yeah, you're setting this up pretty big. You better be there.
You know, see how it goes.
And you do remember, you know, you've got to renounce your candidacy.
Candidacy?
Yeah,
if you don't show up, you agree to that.
People.
For the Pulse.
Oh, renounce.
Renounce.
Renounce. Not announce. Yes.
I got you. I do think the funniest spin on all of this is that Craig doesn't show up and me and Big Mac are just sitting there with no food.
No food, no booze.
Like hundreds
of
people.
I got cups and ice.
I got cups and ice, though.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, everybody, do you want Big Mac to sing? I'll show you my scorebook. Try to entertain the masses.
Yeah, by the way, there is a part of me that would love to do that.
It's kind of funny, actually.
But that would be just a flat-out douche maneuver.
It would be.
But it'd be classic.
But I even admit there's a part of me that would find that hilarious.
Okay.
You would have to renounce, though, your Pulse of the People nomination.
I would renounce my nomination.
And Big Mac would get some kind of golf trip.
I get him a foursome at a great golf course. Yeah, which is not that big a deal to do. I can handle that. I mean, that's easy. So I'm good with that.
You're thinking about it.
But I just love skirt steak so much on garlic bread at 11 o'clock in the morning, surrounded by like-minded men and women. I just want to have a nice Wednesday afternoon at the ballpark.
Yeah.
See the Mets beat the Astros.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it sets itself up to be a great day. It's going to be beautiful outside. I got the tunes. Yeah, maybe someone brings a Frisbee.
I'll bring a Frisbee. I can take that. I'm already bringing a football.
I don't want to put you out, Evan. I know the cups are a lot for you. I don't want to put you out and have you get a Frisbee,
too. No, the sports stuff, I'm good. Do you want me to bring bases for the running bases?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
No.
Why?
Because we don't need bases.
Why the hell not? I got bases.
We're good.
I will supply some bases.
We're good, I said.
Slide right into second base on the concrete.
Exactly. Yeah. No, we've had enough exercise on concrete for one show, don't you think? Don't you think? Come on.
Yes.
That would be funny, though.
Yeah, it'd be funny if a guy face planted again. Sure.
What else falls?
And I want to thank the Mets, because the Mets are hooking us up with a space to tailgate. So good job by them. Appreciate that. Lot F, Roosevelt Avenue, so the back of Lot F. Grassy Knoll. I wonder, is that right next to the steps coming down from the 7 line, you think?
I'm trying to remember, because I was just there literally
like,
6 hours ago.
If you came down the steps and made a U-turn, that's essentially where we're talking about, right?
Is that where it is? Yeah, I think that is
to the left, though. Not
because
right.
There's a gate, because you can't just walk right into the street. There's an opening. But if you go past that street, there's a gate. And so I bet you there is grass right over there. I was literally there 6 hours ago, and I can't remember.
Big Mac, we're going to need you to do a little reconnaissance to get there early first. That'll be a good move for you.
Yeah, get there at about 9, just so we can see what's going on.
10 o'clock. You got to be there at 10 o'clock.
For what? To give you stuff that you can easily find on a map right now?
Yeah, so you can direct us where we pull in. No, hey, guys, I'm over here.
It's right. As soon as you walk down the steps from the 7 line, make a left. That's Roosevelt Avenue right there.
I understand that, but it'd be good if you kind of, you know, patrolled.
I'm going to get there at 10:30.
10 o'clock.
I will be
there. Let's get there at
10 o'clock.
Maybe you get there at 10 o'clock.
10:30, I will be on the grass at Roosevelt Field by park.
Let me ask you this question, Evan. Mm-hmm. How many bottles of 1800 do I have to bring? 3? Think 3's enough?
Yeah.
I think 3's good, right?
Yeah. I think that's fine.
I got coconut. Mm-hmm. I got reposado. I got añejo. Cristalino. Got it all.
I think one of each would be fine.
One of each would be good for you? That's enough? Yeah, you think?
That's more than
just bring a gallon of tequila. All good. That's enough?
I think so. You're the one telling me how much you have. I love this. I love people like this.
Yeah.
It's like, I've got so much. I got so much. Oh, I need to bring all that, do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying, but you know, you got a little greedy there. Gallon. Bring one of
that. Did I say a gallon?
Pretty much.
I said one bottle of each. You got it's each bottle's a gallon?
No. 750 mLs. So? Whatever that is. Excuse you. How many ounces is 750 mLs? I don't know. Seems like a lot.
Let me Google that.
75
How
ounces?
Many?
Any idea?
No.
Like that's a. Is that a milliliter? ML.
ML is a milliliter. Yeah.
That would be 23 fluid ounces.
23 ounces?
Yep. 750 milliliters is 23.
How many ounces in a gallon?
How many ounces in a gallon?
Like 68.
How many ounces?
Yeah. 112
gallon.
34.
128.
128. And 28 ounces in the 750. So you're saying we need 5 bottles to get a gallon of tequila, right?
I think so.
That's is that how the math gets you to?
5 bottles is a gallon.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go.
Wait, each bottle is 750
milliliters?
750
milliliters, 28 ounces.
So 5.
According to the math major over there.
Yeah, you'd have to get about.
I already did the math, Evan.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you do it correctly?
I did the math. We're good. We're good.
I think you need six bottles.
6 bottles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're getting a little crazy.
No, I think that's what, it's 128.
Yeah.
So if each 750 milliliters is 25 fluid
28
ounces.
28 ounces.
And you got to get to 120, do the math. You're at 5.
That's what I said.
Is that what I just said?
No, you tried to give me a 6. See you later, SNY. Thank you, Grandma.
All this math is giving me a headache.
I think it's going to be great. Tomorrow's going to be the best day game of the year because we're tailgating.
Justin Verlander against Taiwan Walker on a Wednesday afternoon at City Field.
And let's be honest, the Mets are going to get shelled tomorrow.
Really?
So you want to go in there with a good buzz on.
You got on me for being negative about this 2-game series against the Astros. And now you're basically saying they're going to get shellacked?
Yeah.
And you yelled at me at the beginning of the show for saying, hey, I don't feel good about this series? So you agree with me. You don't feel good about this series.
No, I think they split, but I think they get shelled
tomorrow. So they win tonight, they lose tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Correct. That's what I think.
Today's lineup with the Yankees is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and 1800 Tequila, the world's most awarded tequila family.
See, I told you, 1800 Tequila.
No Giancarlo, no Gleyber. Who else? No, Donaldson's playing. So it's DJ, Judge, Rizzo, Donaldson, 1-4. Trevino's batting fifth. Hicks in center. IKF back in the lineup at short. Marwin in left. Joey Gallo batting ninth. It's J.P. Sears versus Frankie Montas, Yankees A's tonight.
Listen, I got a lot of people on Twitter offering to bring stuff for the tailgate. Here's all I'm going to say. Bring whatever you want. All I'm bringing is some meat, and I'm not bringing meat for 50 people. We're bringing some meat. Gonna make some sandwiches, some dogs and burgers, and a gallon of tequila. That's all I'm bringing.
And all I'm bringing is a football, a baseball, my own glove, and cups.
Yeah, Big Mac.
I am bringing my glove as well and a cooler full of ice.
20 pounds of ice. Nice.
A cooler full of ice.
So the only thing we need are mixers, and we're good to go.
What are you bringing, Luke? Anything?
Swag.
Yeah, swag.
Lots
He's not even coming to the game, dude.
Swagger.
He's not coming. He's not coming. He's not allowed to come now.
Not allowed to come. Right? It's public domain. I can
walk You're not allowed to come to where we are. No, you're just not allowed.
It's a public area.
It's stalking.
Well, for
it's
all right?
Stalking. I can't have you stalking me.
I don't want to go down this road here, but I set this up. I set this up. So I'm going to be there.
Oh, you set this up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, with the phone ring. Right.
Make sure you bring the soda since you set this up.
Well, I can't do that.
Yeah, right.
There's no stores in Manhattan to pick up any soda, actually.
Can't buy soda in Manhattan.
By the way, there's a convenience store 2 blocks from City Field. Go get the soda.
Soda shortage.
And walk it over. Not all good. Time. Yeah, I set this up. I set this up, he said. There you go. 877-337-6666. Willie Nelson wants to know if I'm getting sick. No. I'm getting over being sick. I'm like another day away. So tomorrow will be a good day
for
me. Dude,
you've been sick for a long time. Are you sure you haven't given us COVID over the last week?
I took 7 tests.
You sure?
I am not COVID positive. Right. I've never had COVID. Never going
to
get it either.
It's rare to get that sick in June.
Yeah, I'm immune to COVID. My whole house was sick. I hate this, Evan. You think I enjoy this?
Look, I'm just saying. I wonder if you
coughing every 5 seconds?
I'm just curious. I'm wondering aloud if you've given us all COVID. That's all.
No.
Fair question to ask. He's still coughing.
I'm still coughing, but I'm not sick anymore. I feel great. Going to party tomorrow. I'm going to love it. Yeah.
Does this mean you're going to leave the game early now? Because you got to the Met game so early?
Depends.
Can't leave the game early.
I can do whatever I want.
No, if you leave the game early in our contract, you have to come in and do the show tomorrow.
Oh, we did say that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll be drinking.
Pete Hoffman's coming on there. You want to bump Pete Hoffman and do the show instead?
Oh, maybe for ratings I should. Yeah. Maybe I should save the audience from listening to Pete Hoffman. Yeah. That's a good idea.
You don't like Pete Hoffman?
I love Pete Hoffman.
You just don't like him on the radio?
Well, I just said he's a nice guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.